Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 152 years ago, Kanash, an influential leader among Central Utah's Pahvant Utes, delivered a speech before Utah's territorial legislature. According to Mormon leader Wilford Woodruff, who wrote about the event in his journal, the Pahvant headman affirmed the rightness of the Latter-day Saint cause and defended the abandonment of traditional Ute life ways in favor of white men's ways. "I want to plant and raise wheat and learn to plow and do as the white people do," Woodruff recorded the Pahvant chief as saying. In the minds of many 19th century Mormons, the speech before the legislature and similar incidents made Kanash a perfect ally. He adopted a lifestyle of sedentary farming and wage work, and according to multiple sources, he had allowed himself to be baptized and ordained an elder by the Mormons. LDS church members who had moved into Pahvant country referred to him as friend of the white man, perhaps because he seemed so often to back white settlers' claims to Pahvant land. To conclude from these details, however, that Kanash was a puppet of the LDS church doesn't take into account the complexity of human thought and behavior. Kanash was fully engaged in the maneuverings for power and resources that were sparked by the arrival of the Mormons in the Great Basin, and he made conscious choices he believed would benefit himself and his people over the long run. As one historian has explained it, instead of resorting to conflict, Kanash used negotiation to ensure the survival of his people. It's debatable, of course, as to how successful that strategy actually was. Sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.